Welcome to the Faith for My Generation podcast, where our vision is to shake and shape a generation with the power of God's Word. We're on one mission, to raise up a generation of powerful believers through the relevant teaching of God's Word. I'm so thankful that you're here today. I'm your host, AJ. Let's get into the episode. Now, we're in the fourth part of this mini-series, The Believer's Position in Christ. You might say, look, I'm just joining you for the first time. What about the first three? Thank goodness for YouTube. You can click on the playlist on YouTube, Studies in Ephesians, and you'll see part 1, 2, and 3 of this series, The Believer's Position in Christ. For the TikTok family, go to the bio, hit the link tree, and it'll say Gospel Tabernacle YouTube. That's where they're logged at right now. Make sure as you're jumping on the TikTok, just follow along. Go ahead and follow the account, subscribe to the account. That way you don't miss these Thursday broadcasts. Same way with everyone on Facebook. If you haven't liked the page, like the page. YouTube, if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. That way you don't miss on future broadcasts and future teachings. We're live streaming every Sunday morning at 10:30 Eastern at 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study, New York City time. Eastern Standard, and then Thursdays at 11. All right, let's begin in our teaching today. I'm going to get the time signature for ease of editing. We are 11:20. Perfect. Let's read Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to read the full paragraph here, the full statement, the full idea, verses 3 through 14. And then we're going to hone in on verses 8 through 12. Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. In Him we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that he who trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him also, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. And everybody said, amen. Now notice, we looked verses 3 through 7 in the past three parts of this series, The Believer's Position in Christ. Today we're going to look at verses 8 through 12. Now the first thing I want you to see is in verse 8 it says this, which He made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. All wisdom and understanding, practical, prudence is practical wisdom. So wisdom, of course, is understanding. It's knowing what's right and wrong and being able to judge what's right and wrong. Hey, Dane, glad to have you on. God bless you. But prudence is a practical application of that wisdom. Prudence or understanding. You know, it's one thing to know. It's a second thing to be able to take what you know and work it out and apply it in your life. And to us, Christ, through redemption, In verse 7, it tells us we've been redeemed by His blood for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound towards us in all wisdom and understanding. You know, the depth of your faith in Jesus is based upon your understanding of the Word. Let me say that again. The depth of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is based on your understanding of the Word. The depth of your faith in Christ is based upon the understanding of your Word, of God's Word. So my faith, you know, the Lord says, is it Habakkuk that says it, or Hosea? Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. There's two minor prophets that both begin with H's. I think it's Hosea 4:6. Hosea chapter 4, 6, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Hosea the prophet, he's ministering to the people of Israel who have committed spiritual idolatry and adultery. They have committed spiritual adultery. They're unfaithful to their God, to Jehovah, because they're serving other gods. And the prophet Hosea, by the Spirit of the Lord, saying to Israel, you are being destroyed for your lack of knowledge. You're being destroyed for your lack of knowledge. I want you to type this in the comments. If you're new to the broadcast, I ask you to type things in the comments because it engages your fingers while you're listening and you're watching. So it's one more sense to engage. Type this in the comments. I refuse to be destroyed. I refuse to be destroyed. I'll say it one more time and you can type it in, and then I'm going to slip to get some water. I refuse to be destroyed. I refuse to be destroyed. Okay, if you truly mean that, then what must you do? Gain knowledge. Gain understanding. Gain knowledge and gain understanding. Well, verse 8 of Ephesians 1 says that Christ has made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence or understanding. And so as I study God's Word, His truth, His wisdom, His understanding is being revealed to me. I'm getting understanding of how things work in the kingdom of God, how things work in the kingdom of hell, how things work in the earth, how things operate and flow between the believer and their God. There's many things I can study in the Word of God concerning prayer. How do I pray and get an answer to prayer? Concerning the application of the Word of God. When I commit to His ways, then He'll prosper me. The Lord, Word of God's like a lamp and a light. It leads and guides me. Think about that. What is that? Psalm 119? Let's go there. Let's read it. Psalm 119, is it verse 11. Psalm 119. Nope. It's in the hundreds. Someone knows the reference. There it is. 105. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Now think about that. If lack of knowledge brings destruction, then increase of knowledge refutes, defends one from destruction. So how do you make your life destruction-proof? Increase your knowledge in God. How do you make your life destruction-proof from the work and the attack of the enemies that is so heavy and prevalent in the earth today? You increase your knowledge in God. You increase your knowledge in God. Ephesians 1, verse 8 and 9. Let's read it one more time, and then I'm going to take you to the book of Daniel. Ephesians 1, verse 8 and 9. Which he made to abound toward us. Now think about that, abound. So the Father, through Christ, has made all wisdom and understanding abound to you. Not a little, not just barely turn the faucet on. It's a floodgate has been opened. As much understanding, as much wisdom, as much revelation, which revelation, think about it, reveal, to reveal something, that which was, you know, covered has been made seen, made available, revealed. You know, this is a mystery. This is what a mystery is. It's covered. Then revelation comes, and you can see behind the veil. Because verse 9 talks about the mystery of his will being revealed. So that's what takes place when we receive understanding from the Lord through his word. And you understand we have the master teacher concerning the word of God. John 14. Verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. The Holy Spirit is the master teacher, and he has been sent from the Father, and you can receive him through Christ, right? We are saved, then filled, and then filled being, and then being baptized. Spirit within, the Spirit upon. Two events by the power of the Holy Spirit. One is for inward witness and revelation. The other is for outward witness and example and exemplifying that Christ is alive, witnessing that Christ is alive. One is for inward power, one is for an outward power. And so when we receive the Holy Spirit at salvation, we receive the inward witness, that infilling, and then we can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, being clothed with power from on high, as we see in the book of Acts, to be a witness to Christ. And it's not a one-time event, but a continual living in the flow and the power of the Holy Spirit. But it is the Holy Spirit who is the teacher. He teaches us all things. And what does he teach? John 14, Jesus said, I will teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything that I have said. Jacob on TikTok says, but I want to understand the context behind some confusing books as I read. Recommendations. I have two recommendations for you. One, read and reread the Bible. The Bible interprets and defines and explains itself within itself. And the more you read the Bible, the easier it is to understand. And I would use, my next suggestion would be, before I went to an extra biblical source, an outside the Bible source, I would begin to use cross references. And so if I'm reading, for instance, in the book of Ephesians, in my Bible, I have a two-column, center-column reference Bible. There's references right here. If I'm reading in Ephesians, I would, in read a verse that kind of is confusing, I would look to see the notations. It might take me to Acts or Romans or John or Galatians or Colossians or the Old Testament. I would hit those references next and allow those references to give me more understanding. Now, me personally, I use a couple different reference Bibles. Dake Annotated Reference Bible. Absolutely love it. There's 35,000 commentary notes in that Bible. The Believer's Bible Commentary by William MacDonald, Warren Wiersbe, Adam Clark. Adam Clark's probably a free resource, Methodist minister from 200 some odd years ago. Those are all great. Those are all great sources. E.W. Bullinger. But I would make a point first to study the Word and let Scripture interpret Scripture. Because regardless of who it is, if I go and get a commentary note from someone, you know, it's still going to have some of their opinion in it, maybe a great opinion. Now, with that being said, I'll throw this out there as well. Another tip, get a Bible handbook. This is the one I have, Bible handbook. And what's great about this one, you're talking about context. If you open up to, and just so everyone can see here, Bible handbook. For instance, in Ephesians, if I turn to Ephesians, each book of the Bible is going to have like 2 or 3 pages. There's Ephesians. And it's going to give you a key text, a key term, one sentence summary. It's going to give you the author, when it was written. It's going to tell you who it was originally written to, the first person or audience that would have received it. And it's going to give you some information about it. And it's going to be 2 or 3 pages that give you understanding and context about about that particular book. Teresa says, do you use the Strong's Concordance? All the time, every single day. For those that don't know, the Strong's Concordance, written by James Strong, I believe also in the late 1800s. He went through the King James Bible and he took all the words in the Old and New Testament, makes a catalog of references by number system for the Hebrew, Greek, and sometimes Aramaic words, and gives you the, maybe we might say, more literal meaning or definition or possible different translations or transliterations of certain words. Because you understand the English language is not near as descriptive or bright or vibrant as the Hebrew or the Greek. And so we may have one word in the English language like Saul, S-A-W, Saul. One word, two meanings. Saul, I saw that person. That's something I did with my eyes. But then there's also a tool called Saul. Well, the Greek and the Hebrew is much more expressive. So sometimes our English language limits the beauty or vitality of those words. So the Strong's helps us. Did you know on TikTok says, are you Pentecostal? As in believing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? 150,000% yes. I'm a Spirit-filled, full gospel, faith-filled, word of faith, charismatic believer, yes. And my desire is to 100% follow Christ. I believe that Jesus does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. And he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and understanding. Look, verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of his will. Now, I want you to understand this, and I want you to be encouraged and also at the same time not deceived. Some people will try to sell you books. You know, understand, I just mentioned a bunch of different books you can help to study yourself. That you can use for studying, right? I just mentioned several different things that you can use. But for someone to say, hey, you need me, if some, you know, prophet so-and-so or some minister so-and-so says you need my teaching or you need this book so that you can understand this thing from God, because God's will is so mysterious, you need what I have received to tell you. Well, that's not true. 2 Peter tells us that there is no prophecy of private interpretation. If God has spoken something to someone, he's made it available to all. And it's not something that we have to say, well, you got to come through me to understand these things. Because the Word of God, the teaching of God's Word, and the understanding through God's Word by the power of the Holy Spirit has given us understanding and has given us revelation or a revealing of the mystery of His will. Well, you might say, well, now wait a minute. It says the mystery of His will. Yes, but verse 9 says, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. Daniel chapter 2 says this. Daniel 2, and I'm going to read verse 22 for you. Daniel 2. I want to start at verse 20, actually. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom Notice that. And might are His. Wisdom and might are His. So understanding, knowledge, wisdom, but also power and authority. They're all God's. Verse 21, He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Verse 22, He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him. Verse 23, I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me what we asked of You. For You have made known to us the king's demand, or the king's word. Now in this particular passage of Scripture, King Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler of Babylon, Daniel and his four buddies, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, also known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're in Babylonian captivity. And they are part of this group of, in Nebuchadnezzar's mind and eyes, they're part of this group of wise men and magi and astrologers and astronomers and, you know, different people, soothsayers. And when he sees Daniel and his three Hebrew buddies, he doesn't think of them any differently. Well, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and then he tells all these magicians and astrologers and astronomers and Chaldeans and wise people. He tells them, he says, I had a dream. I want you to tell me what the dream is, and I want you to tell me what the dream means. And that group of guys say, well, no one would ever ask us to do that. They would first tell us the dream. This is the dream I had. And then we tell you what the dream means. Nebuchadnezzar said, no, we're not doing that. I think you guys are lying half the time anyway. I want you to tell me what the dream was that I had. And when you tell me what the dream was, I'll know you are true when you tell me what it means. Right? I'm not going to tell you the dream so you can have some time to make some up some story. You tell me what I dreamt, then that will confirm what the dream means when you tell it to me. And if you can't do it, I'm going to kill all of you. Well, they, of course, get upset. Anytime someone's about to experience immediate execution, you tend to get upset. When Daniel hears this, he says, look, just give me a little bit of time. Me and my buddies, we're going to go pray. They go before the Lord in verse 18, that they might seek mercies from God of heaven concerning this secret, so Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. So think about it. Daniel says with his buddies, we're going to go pray. You know, if you need understanding, you need wisdom, first thing you should do is pray. That's the very first thing you should do. Go pray. Go seek the Lord in prayer to get some understanding, to get some wisdom. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. You know, I just read this in the book of Psalms yesterday. This will encourage you. Psalms 145. Psalms 145, 5, verse 17. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. Verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He will also hear their cry and save them. So the Lord answers prayers. There's so many promises throughout Scripture that specifically says that God answers prayers when we pray in faith. And so Daniel says, guys, just calm down for a second. Give me a little bit of time to pray. And what does God do? He reveals to Daniel what Nebuchadnezzar's dream is and then the interpretation of the dream. And when he receives that revelation meaning understanding, you know, a revealing that, you know, which was not seen has now been made seen, which was not clear is now been made clear, which was not known is now known. He then goes to Nebuchadnezzar and he, you know, gives God glory for it and says, I didn't do it. It's nothing about me. It's the God in heaven that we serve, that I serve, that told me your dream and what it means. But notice in verse 22, God reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells within him. This idea of light and understanding and knowing and revelation, it's a common theme throughout Scripture, and it is a blessing. It is part of the inheritance that you and I have received as believers. We have received an inheritance, and part of that is having understanding, having the things of God made simple and made known and taught to us by the Holy Spirit. Hey, Landon, God, glad to have you on. God bless you. Now, once you receive revelation and once you get understanding concerning the things of God, here's the good news. Nobody can take that from you. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. What T.C. Collette says, so Daniel had the spirit of excellence, Daniel 6:3. He did. I did an episode on my podcast, Faith for My Generation. Check out the link tree. I released it, a month ago. A spirit of excellence. Go listen to it. You'll enjoy it. It's about that verse, that particular verse, and it shows us how we as believers can live and have a spirit of excellence. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do the words of this law. I love this promise. There are some things that belong unto the Lord. You know, for instance, in Acts chapter 1, you know, someone was asking, well, are you Pentecostal? Yes, I believe in that gift of Pentecost that came, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. I think someone signed off after I said all that. They said, I'm out of here. Okay, whatever, fine. I will choose the Holy Spirit over you. That's okay. I would love to be friends with you. But if you make me choose, I'll choose the Holy Spirit every time. Now notice this concerning Acts 1:4. It says this, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Notice what the disciples ask. Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, Jesus, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? So the disciples are saying, okay, yeah, this whole promise of the Holy Spirit thing, wow, that's great, wonderful. But are you going to go ahead and get rid of these Romans and restore the kingdom of Israel? We'd really like to get to that point. When will that happen? Notice what Jesus says, Acts 1:7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Then he says, verse 8, but you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be witnesses. So there's two things that they're talking about, and he's saying, look, this one thing, the restoration of the kingdom of Israel, that's under the authority of the Father. That's under the authority of the Father. But this other thing I've revealed to you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he will come. He will clothe you with power from on high. Luke 24:49. You'll be endued, clothed with power from on high to be a witness, to live this life like Christ lived. And witness Christ is alive in you when people see how you live. But there's something, the restoration of the kingdom of Israel, when that takes place, we know many details about it, but when it takes place, that's under the authority of the Father. Well, Deuteronomy 29:29 is telling us that. There are some things that belong to the Lord. Well, think about the Apostle Paul. When he is called up into the third heavens. I was called up into the third heavens. He was in the spirit. And he said, and I know a man, whether in the body or in the flesh, I do not know. What is that? Is it 2 Corinthians? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Verse 2. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was called up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, but I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. So think about that. The Apostle Paul himself, he enters into this heavenly encounter. He doesn't even know if he's in the body or out of the body, whether it was a vision or whether he's translated physically there and then brought back, or whether it's a vision of heaven. He says, only God knows that. I don't know. But then I saw paradise and inexpressible things, things not lawful for me to utter. So there were some things that even Paul, he was able to see and understand, but he couldn't tell other people about it. Wow, what a blessing. What a level of power and authority and depth of relationship Paul walked in with the Father, that he had that experience, but even which he saw and understood, he wasn't able to speak it. So there are some things that are under the authority of the Father, but there's some things the Lord has revealed. The secret things belong to God, but those things which are revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever. You know, I'm a father of two children. I've got a daughter 3 years old and a son that is in a few days going to be 5 months old. And it is my responsibility to teach them. And that's the beautiful thing about this. Parents, grandparents that are watching and listening. Got a lot of young people watching, but I know there's parents and grandparents watching and listening as well. Or maybe older siblings. Hey, you have a responsibility to those younger than you under your care and protection to teach them the things of God, to give them understanding, to give them revelation and knowledge of the things of God. Proverbs 22:6 gives you this promise. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So when you train up, not just casually, but train up your children, your grandchildren, in the ways of God, then when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Blaise Menuz on TikTok says, I'm a 20-year-old uncircumcised male. Will the Lord allow me into the kingdom of heaven? Yes, absolutely, 110%, if you confess Jesus as your Lord, believing in your heart he's a risen Son of God. Circumcision, the mark in the flesh, is under the old covenant. It is no longer necessary. The Bible tells us that in the book of Galatians. There's neither male nor female. There's neither Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, slave or free. If you're in Christ, the key to eternity in heaven is the blood of Christ and your faith in it. Now, that which God has revealed is being made available to you and I. And when it's revealed, you and I, we have it. It's ours, it's ours, it's ours forever. Type in the comments, somebody, it's mine, ! It's mine. It's mine. What's yours? Uh-oh. Hold on one momento. My sincerest apologies. Camera blipped out there. Should be back on. It's mine. Well, what's yours? Every revelation and understanding that you receive from God in His Word. When you get understanding of God's Word, of the things of God, the principles of God, the wisdom of God, it's yours. It's yours. Romans 16 talks about this. Romans chapter 16, we're going to finish up here in just a few minutes. Romans chapter 16. Romans 16, verse 25. Now to Him who is able to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith. To God alone be glory, through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Notice, verse 25. Now to Him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith. So the Word of God being ministered in your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ, you know, Hebrews 1 tells us that in these last days, God has spoken to us through His Son. Well, the Lord, the Father, God the Father spoke through the prophets, spoke by messengers of angels, spoke through the law. But in these last days, He sent His Son, and He has spoken to us through His Son. And His Son, Christ Jesus, is the Word that became flesh. And so it is in Christ we understand the mystery of the will of God, which has been revealed and has been made known to us. So if I can encourage you to do anything in the year 2024, it's this. Study your Bible like you've never studied it before. Pray the Word of God in your life like you've never prayed it before. Seek the things and wisdom and the face of God like you never have before. Increase your level of dedication and consecration to the Lord like you never have before. Art Music Wild, so glad that you're watching and listening. God bless you. Study the Word of God. Ask the Lord every time you open up your Bible to get sit down and read it. You know, we had about 2-3 dozen folks at our church read their Bible from cover to cover in the year 2023. Takes 3-4 chapters a day, and you'll get through your Bible in 1 year. But even if you're doing your daily Bible reading, I'm going to read my 4 chapters today. Before you open it up, say, Lord, as I open up Your Word, help me to understand by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And He will. He will. The mystery of that has been revealed is the gospel message of salvation through Christ Jesus. This is what makes the church, you and I, believers, so powerful. When we preach, proclaim, tell people about the saving power of our Lord to a dying world, it brings them revelation, light in a dark place. Without the preaching of the gospel, no one will know the way out of darkness. And the mystery that has been revealed will be a mystery to those who have not heard. This must be the passion of our heart to make this mystery known. That needs to be your driving force as a believer. I've received understanding of what was a mystery. I need to now go tell someone else so that they too will receive understanding. Well, sorry about that. I'm having to adjust the camera over here. It's saying the internal temperature is too high. We've got an overheating issue. I'm so sorry about that. Well, We'll finish up and we'll catch up with the remainder of these passages next Thursday. Hopefully you can still hear me. I realize that you can't see me, Facebook, YouTube, and X. Please forgive me for that. Very sorry about that. Well, we will pick up next week as we finish off on this and enter into the last portion of this passage and the believer's position in Christ when we look at verses 13 and 14, which is that being sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit. It kind of threw me off here. I'm sorry about that. The camera is overheated. I'm going to have to find out why that is the case. I'm sorry about that. But let's pray. Hey, if you're watching and you're listening and you've never put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, now's the time to do it. Now is the time to do it. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart in the risen Son of God, confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. God is the God of now. And he is made available to you. He has revealed this mystery to you. If you're watching and you're listening and you've never put your faith in Christ, do it now today. There is a real heaven to gain and a real hell to shun. You can be set free and made free from all, the wrong that you've done. You can be made free and be made brand new, a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all has become new. How do you receive that? By faith, praying this prayer with me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I repent of my sins. I ask for forgiveness. I ask you to wash me clean. Lord, I believe you sent your only begotten Son to die on my cross for my sins. He filled my grave. He died my death so that I might have his life. I believe Jesus is the risen Son of God. And I confess he is Lord and he is my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're watching this, and you prayed that prayer for the first time today, or you're praying that prayer as a prayer of recommitment and dedication today, I'm putting in the comments, Facebook, YouTube, X, a link that you can click on, fill out the form, and we'll send you a study guide completely free to help you along your journey of faith. TikTok family, if you're watching and listening and you prayed that prayer for the first time today, or rededicated your life today, go to my account on TikTok, click the link tree, and there's a tab that says, I just got saved. Fill out the form, and for free, we'll send you a study guide written by my pastor, Pastor Leon, that will take you through a journey of studies in your Bible, because salvation is the open door into the life lived with God. So from that point forward, we want to help you become a strong disciple and follower of Jesus. Again, Facebook, YouTube, X, I'm going to check out the camera when we log off here. So sorry. Saying it's overheating, so I'm going to have to find some way to keep that from happening. But I'm thankful that you're watching, that you're listening. I'm thankful that you're here today, and make sure that you join me next Thursday as we come back on for our, well, at this point, I was going to say last, but it is our fifth and final, our fifth and final teaching, the believer's position in Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit. I hope to see you then. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Faith for My Generation podcast. Remember, every Monday I've got a brand new wake-up call for you, and every Thursday I've got a brand new episode right here on Faith for My Generation podcast. And remember, we are the faithful.